Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
UNC football coach Bill Belichick last night made his college debut, and only 6 years after his girlfriend made her college debut.
Bill Belichick embarrassingly lost his first Tar Heels game as head coach, 48-14. The only thing worse would have been if the score was 73-24.
That's a pretty good joke.
Yeah,
there.
That is a good joke. Yeah. So we have talked about this many times over the past. A lot of humor is to indicate to others the guardrails we have in society.
Yeah, in fact, there's that A&G t-shirt, which I have and I wear. It's the Latin phrase, which I can never remember. It translates as mockery teaches morals.
Right. So that's what's going on there. Those, all the jokes, and they're endless everywhere, about this is to indicate to others and ourselves that we don't think this is really the best way for society to have dudes hooking up with girls 50 years younger than them. 50!
Right.
5-0. Right.
Booty for riches. Or a pretty face for riches. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know that's what's limits. Going on there, but.
No, but that's where the mockery comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
coming up, I was just glancing up at the television where they're showing that Chinese parade, which is absolutely horrifying. Absolutely freaking horrifying. But that's not what I was going to tease. Last week, or I guess before you went to England, we were talking about how England has gone off the rails in terms of free speech. They just went even further off the rails in the last 48 hours, arresting a guy for a couple of tweets, and it's amazing. So stay tuned for that story.
Yeah, I decided against intentionally violating their laws and getting arrested. I thought, you know, let me get through one visit. I'll go back and do that. But I think it'd be an interesting experience. I still would like to do it, which I realize is an odd thing to say, and shows premeditation, which will probably get me an extra day in the brig or the gulag or the limey or the cracky or whatever they call the jail over there. Anyway, total change of topic. There are times I feel like I'm rereading The Great Gatsby, or there's another classic Hemingway book or something like that that I remember that, the lover, there was a couple that was kind of at the center of the novel, and the woman was, you know, beautiful and clever, but utterly irresponsible in spending them into oblivion and stuff like that. And the guy would object to it, and she'd say, "Oh, darling, you're so tiresome." You know, that sort of dynamic.
Right.
And I feel a little bit like the Western world is that woman. Darling, we're spending ourselves into oblivion that we'll never recover from. Oh, don't be so tiresome. And there are some real signs of it. The bond market, nobody cares about the bond market. I'll keep this brief. The bond market collectively around the world said, hey, all you Western governments, your debt, it's starting to look less attractive. You're going to have to pay us more interest to have us lend you any money, okay? In a pretty significant way. One day, we'll see. American companies, once again, beating profit expectations. Way to go, America. Way to go! But it's not because of consumer spending and sales. It's because of massive cost cuts, massive layoffs, turning to new technologies. The bottom line is better, but company after company says we're holding down hiring and finding ways to get employees to work more efficiently. Which reminds me, where is that? The Wall Street Journal had a piece. Oh, here it is. Your boss doesn't have time to talk to you. Amazon wants bigger teams. Bank of America is flattening. Corporate America is shedding managers, and the workplace is changing radically.
Hmm.
And here it is. According to this data research advisory firm, there was one manager for every five employees in 2017, looking at big corporations in America. It was a 1 to 5 manager to team members
that seems
in
like,
2017.
It seems like too many managers, doesn't it?
Well, it could well have been. Absolutely. Yeah. These things move in cycles. It's like, you know, the grand theory of democracy I'm always spouting, that we veer all the way to the right guardrail, figure, oh, this is too far right. So we go way to the left and then smash into the left guardrail and are way, way too far left. And then we pass the sweet spot in the middle and never have any idea. Anyway, but that 1 to 5 has increased to 1 to 15.
Wow.
In the intervening 8 years.
Wow. That's quite a change.
And appears to be growing further today, according to this management corporation. Google recently said it cut 35% of its managers of small teams following a restructure. Amazon, as we pronounce it in Britain, one of the U.S.'s largest employers, told investors earlier this week it was working to increase the ratio of employees to managers. Many other companies want to flatten hierarchies as well, including Intel, Estee Lauder, Match Group, Citibank of America, United Parcel Service, and others, blah, blah, blah. So that's a trend. Back to what I was going to talk about. There it is. These retailers are selling cameras that are spying for the Chinese communists. As impressive as that military parade was, I think more impressive is the rest of China's effort to subvert and supplant us. All the ways they're effing with us.
Sure.
Pardon my French. Or British. Including stuff that we have no clue about, I think most of us. I still say China decides one day to flip the switch and cell phone service disappears. Our banks shut down. The lights go out. Maybe the water stops flowing. Who knows?
There's a drone attack on like 15 different military bases.
Yeah, I wonder.
From land that they'd purchased nearby and nobody cared.
Right, yeah, yeah. Oh, hey, this is the free market. You know, what are you going to do? Not to be too big a downer, but if you're not familiar with Chinese whole of society vow to achieve their rightful place on Earth, which includes stepping on our heads, from bankers to plumbers to school teachers to filmmakers, every single Chinese person is required by law to aid the effort to become the greatest country China can be. And again, a lot of that has to do with stepping on our heads. Independent analysis have concluded that cameras manufactured by the Dahua company have severe security lapses that enable hackers, including Chinese commies, to access video and audio feeds. Findings that have spurred bans in several other countries. Let's see. Dahua has also allegedly provided goods to the Chinese government in service of its Uyghur genocide and among other sins. But anyway, Washington Examiner review identified listings for Lorex-branded cameras that are made by these Chinese people on online storefronts managed by Amazon. Best Buy, Costco, Kohl's, Office Depot, Home Depot, Wayfair, Newegg, and Target. In other words, everybody selling Chinese spying tools. Xi Jinping has just got to laugh himself to sleep every night.
Doesn't he die at some point? He's kind of a fat old guy.
Yeah, you'd think. Putin's not fat, but he's old. Why do dictators live so long? It must be good for him. Anyway, final note out of consumer news. Are you a tennis fan? I'm not really, but I noticed the U.S. Open is going on.
I'm kind of following it, yeah, because Venus is still in it. For age
Flushing
45.
Meadows, New York, 45.
She's age 45. She's playing doubles with this girl who's 22, less than half her age.
And, a Belichick-like relationship.
And they've upset a couple of people and made it into the semifinals.
Good for her. I love rooting for the oldsters. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you go to the U.S. Open, and why wouldn't you, and you get a bit packish, as we say in Great Britain, here are among your menu selections. Caviar-topped chicken nuggets for $100.
Caviar.
I wish I was kidding. I'm not.
Chicken nuggets.
Yes, $100.
Boy, I try to stay away from chicken nuggets, and I don't like caviar, so that's not a lot to like for me there.
There's a drink cleverly named the watermelon slice, which includes a watermelon slice. It's $39.
Wow, a $40 drink.
You're sitting there in the sun. It's a little hot. You're thinking, you know, a little fro-yo is exactly what I need. Hey, honey, give me a fro-yo. You want the large or the small? The small's fine. Let's be thrifty. $19. For the small frozen yogurt.
I don't know if I can get past that $40 drink. I've never had one drink in my life, so I'm going to have two. $80.
I want to forget all of my problems. And for at least 3 days. By the way, the $19 for the small cup of frozen yogurt is actually a couple of dollars more than New York's minimum wage. So, anyway, I don't know what that means. I'll skip to the end at the end. The U.S. Open signature drink, the Honey Deuce, made of vodka, raspberry liqueur, and lemonade, topped with a skewer of honeydew melon balls. That's $23 a pop. And they sold $13 million worth of them last year.
Whoa!
Okay. Now, this writer is trying to make some sort of, you know, Hunger Games capital,
right.
The Romanovs partying is the surf starve in Russia argument. You got so damn much money, you want $100 caviar top chicken nuggets? I say go for it, chum.
Fine. It's no skin off my nose.
Right. But they point out that the amount of money spent on the Honey Deuce drinks last year could have bought 800 years of groceries for a family of four. Oh, and if you're just thirsty and want a bottle of water, $9.
$9 for the bottle of water you can get for 40 cents at Costco. $9.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've got the most interesting Epstein news you've heard in quite some time. But first, we need to tell you about this. As you know, cybercrime is everywhere. We talk about it all the time. And we're really into Webroot Total Protection as a way to deal with that. It scans lightning fast, installs in minutes, and takes way less space than those bloated competitors out there.
Right, and it's so many things in one. And trusted, Webroot's been protecting people for over 25 years with a 90% customer retention rate. That says something.
You can get VPN coverage in 65 countries, unlimited cloud backup, and identity protection for up to 10 people, so I can cover my whole family.
Wait a minute. You get identity protection and virus protection, all that stuff, and VPN services? Fabulous. And if identity theft does strike, which it won't, you're covered with up to $1 million in reimbursements, and you can get 50% off Webroot Total Protection or Webroot Essentials right now, webroot.com/Armstrong.
Ma'am, make the first move. Don't let the cyber criminals do it. Get 50% off Webroot Total Protection or Webroot Essentials today at webroot.com/Armstrong. Protect what matters most before it's too late. The most interesting Epstein news you've heard is only like 20 seconds long. So we'll do that when we come back.
Armstrong and Getty.
How safe is your retirement? War is everywhere, debt continues to skyrocket, and the dollar is losing purchasing power. The value of the dollar is falling fast. That's why more and more people are converting their IRA or 401k to a gold and silver IRA to protect their retirement. In 2025, both gold and silver have risen an impressive 29%, and many experts project even bigger gains ahead. Take action now. Convert some of your IRA or 401k to a gold gold and silver IRA with Lear Capital. Call 800-889-3070 for your free precious metals guide and IRA transfer kit. And with a qualified purchase, get up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver deposited directly into your precious metals IRA. Lear Capital, the nation's leader in precious metals for 28 years. Call today at 800-889-3070. That's 800-889-3070, 800-889-3070.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs at gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168. Or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I promise this will be short. I refuse to be drugged into a conversation unless Joe decides to go off on it. I will not say another word other than this. This is what Mark Halperin wrote in his newsletter today about Congress coming back and starting up with the Epstein talk again.
Oh.
There remains not one public, credible, evidence-backed, specific allegation against anyone besides Epstein and Maxwell as it pertains to a child sex trafficking ring. None. The end, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. If this were a different era, we would have come back with the Goo Goo Dolls song Iris. We can't play songs anymore because of copyright thingies. But anyway, that song was, according to the Wall Street Journal, and you've heard the song. Even if you don't think you've heard, know the song, you know the song because you couldn't escape it for a while. You can't escape it now. That song was the number one streamed song of the summer. It's from 1992 or whatever it is, 40 some years old.
Oh, this summer?
This summer. Yes. So it was in some Netflix show, and for whatever reason, everybody who was like the 90s was their heyday was like, oh yeah, I love the Goo Goo Dolls, and started streaming that song again, and then it caught on as a big karaoke thing, and so it was the number one stream song in the summer, and the Goo Goo Dolls just happened to be out touring, you know, like you do if you're a band, yeah. 40 years later, and now you're old men, and you think, hey, that'd be kind of fun, maybe we'd make a couple of dollars playing at the county fair. They're bigger than they've ever been. They're bigger than they were in the 90s. And the lead singer's like, damned. We don't know, this is so crazy. We go around and we play absolutely packed houses. We can't sell enough t-shirts. We never thought this would happen. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Well, not to quibble, but I'm thinking this through. It was 30 years ago and changed if it was 92. But no, because I'm thinking through the cycle of you're hot, then you're not hot, then you're old, then you're, oh, I love those guys again. Right. But you've got to wander through the desert of irrelevant and kind of embarrassing for fewer years than I think you used to.
And I was listening to it, so I read this and then I dialed it up and I was listening to it, and it's got the whole, you know, that whole period of 90s songs where they were all that, you bleed just to know you're alive, just all that angst, that all those songs from that era had that inward, my life sucks, it's so tough to be alive thing. That kind
and
of,
I'm super emotive.
Yeah, that kind of previewed where we were going, I feel like, as a nation. For better or worse, but that's gotta be something when you think you're doing your kind of embarrassing has been county fair tour part of your life and you end up being bigger than you were back when you were young and attractive.
That's odd. Good for them.
Yeah, exactly. Good for them. You take the breaks as they come. I was talking to, how much time by Michael? Okay, 2 minutes. I'll start it. Maybe we'll talk about it more later. I was talking to my niece, saw her while we were in Kansas for my dad's birthday and all that sort of stuff. She was in Australia all summer interning for a doctor there as part of her university education to become a doctor. But she was talking about how Sydney was so clean, no homeless people, no trash, nobody talked about crime or anything like that. And it got me started on the topic I think about a lot is just culture, the culture we have in the United States, the permissive culture we've let toward cultural decay, the cultural decay that we've allowed in this country over many, many decades and whether or not we can turn it around. And Australia is what we were like in the 40s, 50s. Where just the culture was clean, neat, orderly. We don't put up with crime or trash. Mm-hmm. And we let that go away. And you know, you don't have to do that. It's not just inevitable that that happens.
Right, right. Yeah, it's all a question of balance, though.
No, because I'm thinking of an example. I don't have time for this whole story. I shouldn't have launched into this.
No, you don't.
I shouldn't have launched into this. I'll have to get into it later because I think it's a very important discussion. About the culture of just allowing nonsense to occur. You don't have to have that. It's not the laws. It's the culture. That doesn't get enough attention.
And tolerant to the point of, well, we have to put up with anything, no matter how horrifying, because we're not allowed to say we don't like anything. I mean, it's a psychosis. It's terrible.
Yeah,
but you're right. That is an important discussion.
You know, to that point, Trump sending the National Guard or talking about sending the National Guard into Chicago to deal with the crime.
Is it legal? Is it constitutional? Is it allowed? All right. Those are really good questions. Here's something nobody's talking about. It's working. It's working unbelievably well.
Armstrong and Getty.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need. And
you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is
is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
When you crunch the numbers here, that 50 people were shot. At last check, 8 of them fatally. We're told those numbers could likely go up later this morning after the full weekend count. Do numbers like that only bolster the White House's message that troop presence is needed in Chicago?
I think it does. And I think what the president can point to is the reduction in crime in Washington, D.C. since he federalized D.C.'s police, since he deployed National Guard on the streets. Assaults are down compared to a similar period last year. Assaults were down from 53 to 43. Burglaries were down from 77 to 40. Violent crimes were down by about half. Homicides were down by more than half. Combined violent crime incidents in 2024 during that same period were 180 incidents during the time that Trump had National Guard on the streets. During the time he had federalized federal police, crime went down to 92 incidents. So we're seeing a big reduction in crime.
So there you go. That's from News Nation. That's not Fox, just going through the crime statistics of how much it changed with the National Guard troops there. And I was listening to Morning Joe this morning, Joe Scarborough, saying, yeah, I know that people are on social media talking about the dictator takeover and how awful this is and their protests. He said, but everybody I know, when we get onto a train and we see National Guard troops, we get on the subway, we think, cool.
Yes. yeah, it's funny you should point out that was News Nation and not, you know, an avowedly conservative outlet. None other than Muriel Bowser, the insufferable mayor of D.C., is saying, hey, this is like really, really working well. And the way I was thinking of presenting this information originally, and we've kind of already done it, but is that the question of Trump deploying like the National Guard to Chicago, and whether that's legal, constitutional, et cetera. I mean, you have the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. Maybe you know it. Essentially, the U.S. military can't be used to execute domestic law. That's not what they're there for. We don't want that. And we don't want that. And it's a worthy question and a good one and an interesting one. And we will work our way through it with the help of some very, very helpful judges, I'm sure. But that's a distraction from, like, the question that affects actual human beings and their lives. And that question is, why is it so miserable in America's blue cities, and can anything be done about it?
Well, that's what...
And the answer is yes, 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 it can be.
That's what even Scarborough was saying on MSNBC, and I mention him because they're such an important voice for the left, that MSNBC show. Scarborough even saying, you standing up there saying, we don't want your troops in our city, while the headline over your head is 50-some shot, 8 dead, is not working. That's not the way normal people react. Normal people react to, holy crap, 50-some people were shot in one weekend?
Yeah.
Something right. needs to be done.
Of course. As I was ranting about yesterday, it takes an ivory tower type or a media type.
Yeah.
To look at the numbers and not say, my God, this is horrible and I don't want to live like this. I mean, yeah, if I got stabbed 5 times yesterday and today I got stabbed 4 times, that's a 20% decrease in the stabbings. I don't want to get stabbed anymore. I don't think it's a difficult point to make.
So the Wall Street Journal seems to think there will never be a National Guard troop in Chicago, but Trump will get the full political win out of it anyway.
Yeah. And there's Trump again, and there's politics again. Although politics is like everything. We govern ourselves. And Trump is almost a distraction here. And I was going to get to this point ultimately, but it's about policy. It's about, yes, we can make our world better. Closer to home, the more, you know, true that is. But no, crime and filth and junkies and misery and fear are absolutely not inevitable. They're the opposite. Well, they're inevitable. They can absolutely be affected. A couple more things very quickly on the Muriel Bowser thing. And at some point, Michael, remind me, I really want to take just a few minutes to make the case of how stupid Brandon Johnson is, the mayor of Chicago. He is a stupid, awful, stupid man.
two stupids.
Yes. Anyway, excuse me, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser just issued an executive order that requires local coordination with federal law enforcement, quote, to the maximum extent allowable by law within the district. No expiration date. That's the deep blue mayor of D.C. is like, this is the best thing that's ever happened. All law enforcement cooperate with these people all the time. Please, starting now, forever. Bowser issued an executive order that requires local coordination with federal law enforcement. Oh, I already read that. It's a repeat. By law, Trump's federalization of the D.C. police force lasts 30 days and is set to expire next week. Bowser's announcement may quell any showdown over what happens after by authorizing continued coordination between the city and federal authorities.
You really would have to be, like, just so drenched in the brainwashing of Trump derangement syndrome to get on, to walk around the corner in urban D.C. and see a National Guardsman and your first thought be, oh my God, it's fascism, as opposed to, cool, I'm not going to get robbed here.
Right, exactly. Now, D.C. is a special case if you're not hip to this, because it's essentially the responsibility of the federal government. And the federal government, Congress, can grant D.C. autonomy in certain ways. It's like, you know, you let your kid plan dinner or whatever. But if your kid's dinner plan is ball bearings and malt liquor, well, you're going to say, good meal. Not at all. Neither savory nor nutritious.
A little hard to digest.
Right, Michael. There are 100 things wrong with it. But anyway, at that point, you would say, okay, no, we're having meat and potatoes and a vegetable. and that's the relationship the federal government has with D.C., if you're not familiar with this. Chicago's a very different case. They don't have that relationship. But that's why I'm a little bit annoyed by the distraction of some of the, you know, the big politics of this, because again, as in terms of how people actually live, the lesson, the takeaway ought to be, yes, we can deal with this. I think this is the editorial board of the Journal points out, this is a failure of democratic big city governance. Mr. Trump is showing in D.C. that the streets can be made safer if political leaders have the will. The president's deployed federal officers, D.C. National Guard. Now carjackings are down 87% from a year ago. Now Muriel Bowser, who initially was mewling about federal overreach, blah, 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 and she opposes mass immigration agents, troops from other states, blah, 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 but, quote, we greatly appreciate the surge of officers.
Well, did you see the quote from that federal judge who said it was illegal the way Trump sent troops to L.A.?
Yeah.
He included in his declaration that it was illegal some line about clearly Trump is trying to establish a fascist national army to, okay, as soon as you start with that talk, I know that you're an ideologue and you're not just looking at the law.
Right. I mean, and it's poisonous and frustrating as a, you know, normal citizen that people go to that crap as opposed to saying, wow, what Trump did really helped people have happier, safer lives. There are limits to federal power. How can we get that result in maybe a little different way? No, the judge goes to his, he's trying to establish a fascist federal army. Oh, my God. Jason Riley, speaking of the Journal, brilliant writer. His headline today, Simple Solution to Violent Crime, More Cops. The connection between poverty and lawlessness is complicated, but Trump gets a basic point right. And he's, for what it's worth, a black man. I don't know. He's a thinker, and that's all I care about. But he's talking about the utter, undeniable wrongness of the progressive view of policing and incarceration. And how clearly if there's an imbalance of black guys in prison, that proves racism and blah, blah, blah. And he quotes a book that I really have to get a hold of. It'll join in other books in an honored stack of things I may never read. But it's from a fellow by the name of Raphael Manguel, who is a Manhattan Institute scholar. And he wrote this a couple of years ago. But it's Criminal Injustice, What the Push for Decarceration and Depolicing Gets Wrong and Who It Hurts the Most. And the book is all about empirical data on crime control strategies that the moron, Brandon Johnson, is staunchly against. He could not be more against traditional policing, incarceration, and the bizarre and racist notion that, look, we got laws, and we got penalties for breaking the law. Now, follow me here. If you break the law, you're going to get those penalties. See, moron Brandon Johnson is against that. And he's not just an ideologue. There are plenty of very bright people who are ideologue, and their ideology makes them stupid. Brandon just came to the table stupid. But anyway, quoting from the book, the book cites empirical data on crime control strategies that Mr. Johnson dismisses as out of date. But Manguel writes, quote, if I had to summarize one of the most consistent and robust findings in the criminology literature in a single sentence, it would be more policing means less crime.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Academic paper a couple of years ago on policing in Washington found that, quote, an increase in police presence of about 50% leads to a statistically and economically significant decrease in crime in the order of 15%. 2016 study concluded that an increase in private police controls around the University of Pennsylvania campus in Philadelphia, quote, decreased crime in adjacent city blocks by 43% to 73%. And interestingly, Jason Riley makes the point that this disproportionately helps black people.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Because if you live in a nice neighborhood, you already don't have crime. And more cops in the areas where they do have crime you're paying for it, but it's not going to help you any.
Oh, right. Yeah. And actually, I want to hit some of those stats in a moment after a word from our friends at Prize Picks.
Yes! There's first game tomorrow night.
Oh, I know. It's fantastic.
So you got both your
season kicking off.
You got both your Super Bowl teams playing first 2 days. You got the Eagles on Thursday night. You got the Chiefs on Friday in Brazil for some weird reason. But that's very, very cool that you get the best teams playing right off the bat. And now you can take your opinions, which you're very proud of, about who you think's going to be good and who's not going to be good, and you can put your money where your mouth is with Prize Picks.
Yeah, and they're doing something really cool now. They have Prize Picks max discounts. Let's see. Downloads of Prize Picks app today. Use the code Armstrong to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup again. You need that code Armstrong, but they have these max discounts that you look it up. They used to call them free squares, but they're like super great, easy propositions for you. Check it out. All you do is pick more or less on at least two player stat projections. Mix up teams. Heck, even mix up sports if you want. Could not be easier or more fun.
Again, the code is Armstrong to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
I love that slogan. Yes, it is. So back to Jason Riley, the Journal, talking about crime and policing and how it is. I mean, it's as clear as if you put your hand on a hot stove, it hurts. If you can increase policing, you decrease crime.
But that point he makes there at the end, I don't know why we can't make that work for the country. Remember the whole idiotic defund the police thing that caught fire there for a while, which is the dumbest slogan in the history of everything. But why can't the argument be made better that no, more cops in your neighborhood is disproportionately unfair to the taxpayer? I mean, this is one of those things you should like. The people that don't have crime in their neighborhoods are paying for more cops in your neighborhood because you pay less taxes.
Right. Yeah. Well, in the racial part of this, which is so easy to demagogue, look, black people disproportionately murder more than any other ethnic group, and they mostly murder other black people. You uncomfortable with that? Gee, sorry, but that's the fact. And according to a 2020 analysis of the race-specific effects of larger police officers, there is now a strong consensus in the academic literature that increasing the presence and visibility of cops reduces crime, and moreover, the authors found that, quote, though the total reduction in homicide is roughly equal across black and white victims, the decline in homicide is twice as large for black victims in per capita terms.
Sure.
Because there are fewer black folks. So, yeah, if you break it down by a rate or per capita, increasing policing is the best thing you could possibly do for black neighborhoods.
Any thoughts on any of that? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today. Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Spirit Airlines just filed for bankruptcy for the second time in less than a year. It's not good right now. Their accountants are drunker than their pilots. Yeah.
Ow.
So, there's a lot of talk, obviously, about crime and how you deal with it and everything like that in the National Guards. And I didn't get to finish this thought last half hour, so I'm going to do it here. The cultural part of it may very well be the biggest part of it, and I don't know what you do about it after it has slid. And I've thought about this my whole life, since I moved out of rural areas. I grew up in rural America. Nobody locked their doors. You left your keys in your car. You didn't worry about it. It wasn't a problem. You didn't have crime. So then I start living in more urban areas where people lock up stuff, and I always attributed it to it being something to do with urbanization when you get people closer together and packed more tightly or whatever. And certainly,
more anonymous.
Certainly that plays a role. But then I remember hearing this, the old Dennis Miller radio show, if you remember that from back in the day, he had red buttons on, a comedian. Doesn't matter if you know who any of these people are. The important thing is this guy, Red Buttons, who was very, very old and grew up in the early 20th century, was telling Dennis Miller about how great New York City was back in the day. He said back in the 40s, you could go out, you could take your wife to your girlfriend to a Broadway show, and you'd walk down the street and you'd sleep in Central Park at night and wake up in the morning, and it's like, Dennis was like, you'd sleep in Central Park, and said, yeah, nobody's worried about crime or anything like that. And that hit me really hard, of course. Okay, so it's not necessarily the urban thing. Mm-hmm. It's not just everybody being packed together that causes it to be crime. It's something cultural. You remember when Michael Moore made that movie about Columbine, and it was up in Canada going door to door and showing that all the doors were unlocked? That's the way I grew up. You can have a culture of, we just don't steal stuff and hurt people.
Right.
Now, how you create that, I'm not exactly sure how that happened, and it was that way for a very long time. Still that way in many parts. If you live in an urban area, it's still that way in many parts of the country. You live in a country full of people who don't worry about locking their doors or having their keys in their car in front of their house. They just don't have to. So it's can be a cultural thing. I don't know how you get it back. I don't know if you can get it back.
That was one of the more interesting aspects of our travels to London, and then conversations with friends who had been to other cities around the world, how much safer they are than a lot of American cities, how there's just not junkies laying everywhere and bum camps and crime. It's cultural. It's, you know, politics is downstream of culture. And obviously this discussion could be like not only one book, but a series of them. But one major aspect of it is the question of unity. Whether you feel like you are part of something that you want to be good. It's as simple as that. Whether America is a place you believe in and you feel like you have a role in making it a good place.
Maybe
or
it's
your
that.
Town or your city or your state.
I think it's a very, very underappreciated, understudied aspect of civilization and human nature.
Yes.
Very complicated, but yeah, that could be a lot of it. Just unity.
Yeah, it's complicated in a way, but at its heart, it's very, very simple, I think.
We blowed the bejesus out of some people in a boat yesterday down by Venezuela. Have you seen that? We'll talk about that in hour three.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19.
Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the final days of Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.